Chapter 9. The Web. After having their pizzas, Bill, Michelle, Nick, and Pam got on the web and started looking for information on Professor Massey. They opened the University of Ventura site and clicked on the Department of Native American Studies.
"Hey, look, guys,"
said Bill.
"It says that Massey's an important professor. He's the president of the Ventura Ecological Society, and he even wrote a book."
"There's his picture,"
said Pam, looking at all the information.
"He's 40 years old."
Said Nick, reading the site.
"He got his degree at the University of California, Berkeley, UCB, near San Francisco. It's a famous university."
"Let's look at the UCB student site,"
said Michelle.
"Perhaps there's a picture of him when he was a student."
After a few minutes, she cried,
"We found him! Here's his picture, Daniel Massey. It says he was the best student of his class, played football, and received a scholarship."
"He looked different when he was a student,"
said Nick.
"He had lots of black hair. Now he's bald. And he didn't wear glasses."
"Yeah,"
said Pam.
"But there's something strange about him in this picture."
"What?"
asked Bill, Nick, and Michelle.
"His eyes. His eyes are dark brown. But Professor Massey's eyes are blue,"
said Pam.
"You're right,"
said Bill.
"In this student picture, he looks like an American Indian,"
said Pam.
"Look at the black hair and the dark brown eyes."
The four friends looked at the computer silently.
"Gee, he's the same person, but the color of his eyes is different,"
said Michelle.
"But why?" "Perhaps he's not the same person,"
said Pam.
"No, I'm sure he's the same person,"
said Nick.
"Remember the anagram on his license plate?"
"But why are his eyes blue now?"
asked Pam.
"I know,"
said Michelle excitedly.
"He's wearing blue contact lenses."
"You're right,"
cried Bill.
"He changed the color of his eyes with blue contact lenses."
"I think Professor Massey is Edward Uquette's son,"
said Michelle excitedly.
"He was 18 when his father died 22 years ago, and now he's 40. The dates match. For some reason, he wanted to change his identity. He left L.A. and moved to Northern California, where no one knew him, and changed his name. When he graduated from UCB, he shaved his head and got blue contact lenses so no one could recognize him. And now he wears glasses."
There was silence in the room, and the four friends looked at each other, amazed.
"With a new name and a new face, he's very different,"
said Nick.
"He doesn't look like Daniel Uquette anymore."
"If this man is really Uquette's son, then we have found Jacob Richardson's murderer,"
said Pam.
"Let's go and talk to the sheriff about this tomorrow morning,"
said Bill.
"I think we can help your uncle, Pam."
"That's great,"
said Pam.
"Let's go to see the sheriff with all the information we have."
The next morning, the four friends went to the Portola Point Sheriff's office.
"Can we talk to Sheriff Lopez?"
Michelle asked.
"Certainly,"
said a young sheriff.
"His office is the second door on the left."
When Sheriff Lopez saw them, he smiled and said,
"Please, come in and sit down."
He closed the door and said,
"How can I help you?"
Bill, Michelle, Nick, and Pam explained everything to Sheriff Lopez and showed him the newspaper articles from the Los Angeles Gazette. He seemed quite interested and wrote some things down in a notebook.
"You're telling me some very surprising things,"
said the sheriff.
"You're saying that Professor Daniel Massey is an American Indian called Uquette, and he's Edward Uquette's son? How is that possible?"
He called one of his men and said,
"Fred, can you please check the name Uquette, Daniel Uquette, and see if there's a driver's license under that name? A driver's license has a picture of the person and other information. In California, you can get a driver's license at the age of 16. I don't think he had blue contact lenses at that age. And then check the name Massey. Daniel Massey.
Fred came back after some time with two printouts in his hand.
I found something interesting, he said. Here's a printout of Daniel Uquette's driver's license when he was 16. Here it says black hair, dark brown eyes, 6 feet 2 inches tall, and he lived in L.A.
Good work, Fred,
said the sheriff.
And here's Daniel Massey's driver's license,
said Fred.
It says bald, blue eyes, 6 feet 2 inches tall, must wear glasses. His home address is 25 Catalina Drive, Ventura Hills. I ran both pictures through the ID computer program and they match. These two men are the same person.
Sheriff Lopez stared at the printouts.
Incredible, said the sheriff. Daniel Uquette and Daniel Massey are the same person. He evidently changed his identity after his father died. But why? This is hard to believe. Dan Massey. We have to investigate. This man had a good reason to kill Richardson. But Luke Langley and George Rivers had good reasons too. And now that Langley's in Mexico, it's going to be very hard to find him.
Sheriff Lopez was silent for a minute, and then said,
I have to work on this case. There are some things I don't understand. We need more evidence. You people did some great detective work. Thanks. If you have other information, let me know. But now, let me and my men do the work. Remember, murderers are dangerous people.
The four friends left the sheriff's office, and Pam asked,
Do you think the sheriff's going to find any evidence against Professor Massey?
Well, we're going to try and find some,
said Bill.
I really want to stay and help,
said Pam.
But I have to go back to the riding stable. Now that Uncle George is in prison, the people at the stable need my help. There's a lot of work to do.
We'll call you and let you know what's happening,
said Nick.
Okay. Thanks, guys,
said Pam.
You're wonderful friends. Bye.
Bye, Pam,
said Nick. Bill, Michelle, and Nick were walking by an ice cream parlor, and Bill said,
How about a cone? The chocolate here is great.
Yeah,
said Nick and Michelle together.
We need to find out more about Massey,
said Michelle.
Well, we know he's head of the Department of Native American Studies at Ventura University, where there's a museum,
said Bill.
And the museum is open to the public,
said Michelle.
Why don't we go to Ventura and look around?
Ventura University was open for summer classes, and Bill, Michelle, and Nick went to the Native American Studies Hall and visited the small museum. They saw Chumash spears, arrows, blankets, and other objects. As they walked out of the museum, they saw Professor Massey, and he recognized them.
Good afternoon, he said. I didn't know you were interested in Native American studies.
Well,
said Nick,
this is my first vacation in California, and I want to see everything. The Chumash are very interesting people.
Yes, they are, he said. That's why I opened this small museum.
You know a lot about American Indians,
said Michelle.
Are you part Native American?
Professor Massey's face turned red, and his blue eyes became angry. But he smiled and said,
Me? No, no, not with these blue eyes.
He laughed nervously.
Well, it's time to go,
said Bill.
Goodbye, Professor Massey.